Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're doing an afternoon podcast today, and naturally, I brought wine because why not? Nobody else seems to be drinking. I don't really understand.
Why not?
You're not
take crazy chance.
Drinking with me.
My liver is a little broken from this weekend.
It needs a detox. I specifically got you your favorite wine. Anywho. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to You Can Sit With Us. You can sit with us. I'm Ariel, one of your hosts. I am joined by our producer and producette. We've got Miles and Rainey over here. And then, of course, all of my wonderful co-hosts. We've got Becky.
Hi.
We've got Matt.
Cheers.
And we've got Maggie.
Hello.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys. We are talking about all sorts of things today. We're doing a chat episode. But to start us off, Becky brought something real special.
Oh, yeah. So I did have a list that I wrote down, and then I promptly forgot said list. Yeah. My listicle. There is a pop culture phenomenon that has been on my mind recently. So I want to see what you guys thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to be talking nepotism babies.
Nepotism babies.
Do you guys have a favorite nepotism baby?
What do you mean by nepotism baby?
Lily Collins.
That's a good nepotism baby. So a nepotism baby is someone whose parents are famous. Some people define it as whose parents were also rich. Like, so I know some people consider Billie Eilish a nepotism baby or Taylor Swift a nepotism baby because their parents were pretty wealthy and successful in the careers that they had. My personal definition that I go with is you have to have a famous enough parent that people know who they are. So for example, probably the most famous nepotism clan, Carrie Fisher, Billy Lord, and Debbie Ryan. Debbie Allen, Debbie Ryan.
I honestly, you said those names and no faces come to my mind.
Really?
Princess Leia.
Yeah, Princess Leia.
Okay.
Debbie Reynolds.
That's why the list would have been helpful if I had it.
Listicle.
My listicle.
I think you have a good memory.
Was it a physical list?
Yeah, I wrote it down on like a toilet paper roll because we had like one floating around.
You had a toilet paper roll floating around?
I couldn't find a piece of paper.
Putting it in your phone.
It was
real. I was going to say, just put it in your phone and it's always with you.
I don't like going back and forth between, because I was looking up like ones. I went from memory of ones that I could think of, but then there were other ones that like I forgot about. I had to Google it.
You know what I do?
You wrote it down on a toilet paper roll?
Yeah, like cardboard. It's cardboard.
Becky's our eco queen.
She's not gonna just recycle that stuff.
She's gonna use it.
Yeah.
But you know what you do, Becky? Because I make a lot of physical lists because I love making physical lists.
Yeah.
I love the look of my own handwriting, guys.
Take a picture.
And then you always have it with you.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Anywho, okay, so
That's Debbie Reynolds. My definition that I think we should go with that one, because like while yes, having a a rich parent does give you a leg up in the world, I think a bigger leg up is if your dad is Phil Collins.
If
like,
you
that's
have
a pretty big leg up,
if you're famous enough that people know who you are, you're gonna have those contacts in the industry, right? That are gonna get you indoors.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just your parents are just rich, then like. It'll get you into college.
You could buy your way in.
Yeah.
So your favorite nepotism baby is Lily Collins, the daughter of Phil Collins.
And the breakout star of Emily in Paris, everybody.
Emily in Paris.
I adore her. I absolutely adore her. I think she deserves all of the credit that she gets. I think she's great.
Love. Yeah. Love that. How about you, Mags? Who's your favorite nepotism baby?
I don't have one off the top of my head, but if I had to choose, I think I love Maude Apatow. She's Maude cute.
Apatow. Love that the like babies are realizing that she's Judd Apatow's daughter.
Oh.
There aren't many people that...
With the name Apatow.
With the name Apatow.
Yeah. The kids were like, I saw online, because when I was looking, she's like number one right now because of Euphoria.
Yeah.
Created by other nepotism baby, Sam Levinson. Mm-hmm. He's the son of... Barry Levinson, I think.
Who did
Barry Levinson? He was a director, writer, other writer.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah,
I don't remember any of these things.
Look, I had it on my list at home.
Oh my goodness!
But people are just realizing it, and they were calling Judd Apatow an indie director.
Interesting.
Really?
That's so funny.
Choice.
And I was like, "That's funny."
Yeah. And so, what does Maude? You said Maude Apatow. What does she? What does she do?
She is in Euphoria. She was the one writing the play that you were recently watching.
I love her.
Yeah, she's cute.
Okay.
She's cute.
She's, what's her name?
Exactly.
Lexi.
Lexi.
I still haven't watched Euphoria. My current favorite nepotism baby is Meryl Streep's daughter in The Gilded Age.
Oh my gosh. Mamie?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mamie Streep?
Yes. Yeah. She's in The Gilded Age.
I love that. It's a good name.
Yeah. Wait, who Mamie is she Streep. In The Gilded Age?
Because she's like the main
she's
girl.
The main girl. She's the main girl.
She's so cute.
Yeah.
She's Meryl Streep's daughter.
She's Meryl Streep's daughter.
Stop yes. it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also deserves all of it. Yeah. No, she's doing great.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is a kind of a double-edged sword, I guess. I don't know if that's what you, what it should be called, but like some of these people are really talented maybe because they got their talent genes from their parent.
Right. Oh, right? Yeah. 100%. Or also, you know, growing up in a family where like, you know, performance and being in front of people was, you know, like prided.
Right.
You're going to be like, well, if this is what makes people happy, this is what I'm going to do.
Part of your family culture.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Performance, arts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little bit nature nurture, but
yeah. My favorite right now is Dan Levy.
Okay.
Aww. Love him.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I think
that's a good
he's
one.
Great. Mm-hmm. And
tell
he takes after his dad.
What he's in. You, as it, in tell me what he's
Ariel,
in.
Really? He created Schitt's Creek with Eugene Levy.
Of course.
He's David.
Yes,
he's David.
David.
See, I knew it was going to come to me at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's David from Schitt's Creek.
David.
Wait, he created
And he created the show with his dad.
Yeah.
And
his sister's
dad
in
is
it
the
too.
Dad. His dad's the dad. His dad is Eugene Levy, and then his sister is Twyla, who works at the restaurant.
The cafe
That's
girl.
Cute.
Sarah Levy. I think her name is
not Alexis.
Sounds right.
Yeah, not Alexis. Twyla.
Alexis is right. The sister.
The sister. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the show.
On the show.
Not in real life.
It's also confusing. I sometimes I think it's my life when I'm watching shows. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize when I was looking up all these. I tried to make my list from people that I knew, like people that popped into my head, like a big one, Liza Minnelli.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a super famous, her mom was Judy Garland. Okay. Like that's going to open quite a few doors for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis, thinking back to like the older ones. Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then you also have these younger ones coming in now.
Is Julia Roberts.
Girls.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts is Julia Roberts' niece.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name who started Girls?
Lena Dunham.
Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's technically a nepotism baby.
Well, also in Girls, Allison Williams. Yes.
Brian Williams' daughter. Yeah. Also in Girls, Gemma Kirk is the lead guitarist of Bad Company's daughter.
Oh.
I think Bad Company was the name.
Mm.
And then also in Girls, I wonder why so many people had a problem with Girls, is Zosia Mamet. Zosia? Zosia?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you say her name.
Zosia, yeah.
Zosia? Yeah. Her dad is one of the most famous playwrights, David Mamet. And I think her mom was an actress. But I just couldn't believe how many nepotism babies there were.
I can't get like the Beckhams out of my head. you know, thinking like, is it Romeo Beckham who is now a soccer player? Like father? Yeah, I think like the second son is now like on a football club team. Like on a pro team.
It's crazy. Like, I don't know any of the Beckham's children's names. And you just pulled Romeo out of your head.
Oh, yeah. I know. Follow them. So there's Brooklyn. There's Romeo. There's their daughter's name is Harper. And who's the other
son? Are you a Big David or a Victoria fan?
Both.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, Ariel loves all the Beckhams equally.
I do love all the Beckhams. Also, wasn't there like a scandal between the, like, didn't David Beckham sleep with the nanny or something?
I have no idea.
Can't remember.
I don't know. I know Jude Law did.
Hmm.
On Sienna Miller? Of all?
I know. I know.
But they have a beautiful child now.
Wait, Cruz. Cruz is the third son.
Beautiful child.
So it's Beckham, Romeo, Cruz, Harper.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Four and kids. Only one of them is in soccer.
Yes, so far. I think Cruz is a model.
I think Beckham is a model. Or Beckham.
Brooklyn.
He's a photographer.
Oh, photographer.
Yeah.
So sorry.
He's a photographer slash model.
So sorry.
Yeah. You know, it like blurs the lines.
Yeah.
And Harper is a child.
Aw, it's a baby. So,
you know, nepotism in all those children.
In what ways will it bleed in?
Right. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Interesting. But yes, I find that family very fascinating. Do you guys follow anybody on Instagram that you're just like, what is, like, follow, like, what is this family doing? You know, I feel like for some people, it used to be the Kardashians, you know, where just like, they just do interesting things. Like, you know, Brooklyn Beckham's wedding was just in Vogue. You know, it's just interesting stuff. They're just interesting people.
I don't think I follow any families.
I don't have a family that I
don't think family that I follow.
No?
Celebrities, for sure.
Okay, favorite celebrity to follow.
I'm not gonna lie, Britney Spears puts out a lot of really good content.
I really
she
need
does.
To
she does put out a lot
click
of
that button.
Gotta click that follow.
I need She's to
click
really that freed herself.
Yeah,
you know,
from the shackles.
From the shackles, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So she definitely, you know, demonstrates that, exhibits that on all of her platforms.
And so you get like some joy out of what she puts out there.
It's very entertaining. I don't know about joy. Sometimes there's some concern, feelings of concern.
Okay.
Sometimes it's joy. Sometimes it's, you know, live your life, YOLO.
Right, of course.
Hakuna Matata, all the above.
I think she is. She's YOLOing right now. She's in her YOLO phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably gonna do a deep dive. I'll go back a couple of years on her Instagram and then like work my way forward just to get the backstory.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your follow, Mags? Doesn't have to be a nepotism baby.
I'm trying to think of like my celebrity follow right now. You're gonna have to come back to me. I think I have to think about it. I don't really follow a lot of celebrities on Instagram. I like followed Beyonce. I don't remember if I actually still follow her. But it would just be like one post.
You unfollowed Beyonce?
Okay.
Just me.
Explain more.
I love Beyonce, but she wasn't
got too many followers.
She wasn't giving me enough content.
It was a lot of it was a lot of like ad stuff.
And like beauty, and I was like, I want like real Beyonce. I want like the fake the Finsta Beyonce account. You know, I just want
she's
like
not running her Instagram
little selfies here and there. You know, her doing her day to day. Yeah. Beyonce, that's what I want.
This is me brushing my hair.
I do feel like it's the train wreck people that are the most fun to follow.
According to Matthew.
Like,
yeah.
Like Ramona Singer from Real Housewives. She posts crazy stuff and like discloses a lot of information about people that she should not. Like, I forgot whose wedding it was, but she like snapshot it, like, you know, like the wedding invitation with like
the date,
the address, the date, the time, the website, the password to get in to the website. So people were like going on and like, you can self-register. So they would go in and self-register for the wedding, not to RSVP for the wedding, but to see who was invited, which of the other housewives were invited, which one said yes, which one said no. Like what they said, like on the, the board or whatever.
Yeah. How do you know this? Did you go to the website?
No, I didn't go to the website. You know, I saw her do it and then I was like, this is crazy. I can't believe she did that. And then there were the next day, there were like a ton of people on TikTok.
Oh, that's
instead
funny.
Of talking about it. Yeah.
Whoa. Is this recent?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to deep dive that later. I think the housewives are funny people to follow. Mm-hmm. Like Bethany Frankel does these TikTok reviews now, but they're like the most aggressive reviews. Like she's like, I'm going to tell you what to buy from the drugstore. This sucks. Didn't do anything. And she like throws it and she goes up to the next one.
That's
and she's
hilarious.
Always framed very low on the camera. So there's a lot of headspace.
Oh, see a lot of her my closet. Goodness. Yeah.
That's so funny. I wonder if she does it on purpose.
Who knows?
She probably like, gets joy from it.
Who knows?
I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's like her shtick now.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's great.
Probably. Good she's doing skinny girl TikTok.
There we go.
She's working her way in.
Why, who are you stalking on TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Who's
or
your
stalking
follow?
On
who's
socials?
Your celebrity follow?
My celebrity follow? Well, obviously, Shawn Mendes.
Obviously.
Love.
It's a given.
So after your birthday dance party, right? Ned... we were talking about it the next day and he was like, what was that super romantic song?
And I was like, Shawn Mendes.
Ned. We were at Becky's birthday. It was 100% Shawn Mendes. Like, I don't even know what song you're talking about, but I will tell you right now, it was 99% Shawn Mendes.
It was one of the slow jams that came on. I just did the Spotify pop playlist.
Oh, I love that.
I didn't even make one.
I just did pop.
Everybody else had like a very curated playlist.
Yeah, it was very so sweet. Funny. I was like, I'll just plug in here.
For context, Becky had a silent dance party.
Yes.
At her Bacchanal.
So there were these headphones that you could log on to, and they had three different channels, green, red, and blue, and you could switch between channels depending on what got your booty moving.
And it was David's playlist. Zach's playlist?
No, it was Brian. It was my brother. Brian made a playlist. Zach made a playlist. And then I made
Becky's
a playlist.
Right.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, I know. Red was Brian, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. That one was super chill.
I think so. Yeah. He had some fun bops from the early aughts.
Yeah.
Yours was the one that I took a photo of it. It was such a funny playlist. It was like 2000 baddie that makes you feel like a badass bitch. And it was like pink background.
Whose playlist is this? It was yours.
I just typed in pop on Spotify. What? I bet you someone like, pop. I think probably did.
Someone probably swapped it.
100%. I was like, wow, this is so specific.
Yeah, very specific.
I love it.
So there's a lot of Shawn Mendes on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of bops. So yeah, I follow him on Instagram. I'm trying to think of anyone else I follow that I'm like, oh, I love.
Looking
I follow Z-Way, but she doesn't like post her own things. She just posts clips from her show.
Yeah, it's all
and they're just like perfect, hilarious bites that I could watch for hours.
I just love how she makes people feel so uncomfortable.
Her
so
content.
Funny.
If you
she, like,
don't
calls
follow,
them out and makes them feel so uncomfortable.
Yes. If you don't follow Z-Way, she did a show during lockdown that was on Instagram Live, and she would tell you when it was, and then she would tell you who she was interviewing, and she would interview people and ask them basic questions about Black history, how many black friends they had. What else? Have they ever called the police?
Do you want to apologize to
Do you
any
want to apologize to any marginalized communities
that you've...
And she's everything she does is iconic. That's what she says. She'll be like, you did this iconic thing. And Z-Way is iconic. But she finally got a show on Showtime. And she has guests on. And she usually makes them...
So uncomfortable.
Is the most uncomfortable.
But people know going into it that they're going to be made uncomfortable. It's like Hot Ones, you know, where like you're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If asked, would you do Z-Way's show?
Not a chance in hell. There is 0% chance I'd ever go on her show. Mostly because I would laugh way too hard at everything. I just wouldn't be able to keep a straight face the way that she does. I don't know how anyone does. But I do feel like by the end of lockdown, the people she was interviewing did know the questions she was asking about like famous black people in history. And she's like, okay, you were watching. You remember this. I feel like I remember it now too. No, but I would both laugh so hard and then just cry and like be very embarrassed with myself.
There was one episode where she had, what's her name from Broad City?
Oh, Alana Glazer.
Alana Glazer on. And she's like, it was something about using fossil fuels when they were shooting Broad City. And she's like, do you want to apologize to the future people of or the future children of America for using all these fossil fuels and killing the environment for them? Yeah. And she brought on a child that was like crying. And it's like, apologize to them.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I died.
Like a child actor who in the back, they were like, okay, cry.
He started to laugh. And she's like, and she was, don't laugh.
Z-Way can don't keep smile. She can keep a straight face through anything. She also does like comedy music. She did this one song that was, I don't know what the title was, but she sang about stop being poor. She said, let the money trickle down. Let the money hit the floor. And it was a very hilarious take on trickle down economics.
Wow.
So yeah, go follow Z-Way. She's a star.
Another
she
deep dive that I will be doing.
Yeah. Iconic. And not a nepotism baby. Yeah.
Did we get your favorite nepotism?
It was Dan Levy. I think is my favorite nepotism.
The best one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember if there were any nepotism babies that surprised me that I like forgot. I think Laura Dern I forgot about. God, there was someone else that I was like, gonna drive me nuts. Shucks Keith and be like, take a picture of that toilet paper roll on the counter.
Who are the Gyllenhaal's parents? Are they nepotism babies?
I couldn't find a direct answer on them. I know. They were listed, but I think they were towing the line of like parents in entertainment.
But not necessarily.
It was like a grandparent was super famous.
No. Maggie and Jake.
I don't know exactly who. Yeah. That was all. That was my pop culture corner. Some on my mind was nepotism babies.
It is really shocking once you think about how many.
Yeah,
how
it's
many
literally when I was making this list, it was huge. Yeah. And I was like, what
Never
the
really
what?
Thought about it before.
Kate Hudson,
right?
Bryce Dallas Howard. Yeah,
that's so true.
Oh, Ben Stiller's the one that I always forget. I don't know if I listed him. Ben Stiller. Oh, and Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. Those were the ones that I forget about too.
Right,
and the Skarsgards.
I feel like I remember. You could just keep going.
I know. Just I feel like going. I remember female nepotism babies more than I remember male nepotism babies. And I don't know what that says about where my brain is.
You think there are more or less of one or the other?
I wouldn't say when I was making the list that there were more men or women. I don't think I noticed. I did notice most of them were white. Like the ones that popped up were just like Jaden Willow Smith were the only black people that were on the list. Oh, and Tracee Ellis Ross.
Interesting.
Diana Ross. I mean, come on.
Right.
What about Elon Musk?
I said nepotism babies, not babies who benefit from child mining and
his mom though. You know, she's like
Oh, and Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
There's another male.
Cooper, yeah.
And Elon Musk is white.
I know. He wasn't on your nepotism list.
did not break eye contact. He just goes, I know.
I was talking about your nepotism list, not your non-white
person. Oh, yeah. Elon
list.
Was not on my list. I think I did. I think most of them popped up as actors.
Yeah. Elon's not an actor.
Are we talking isn't
specifically
he?
About actors?
Isn't he, Ariel?
Oh, fair enough. Do we want to get into it?
Send him to Mars.
What is there's nepotism in everything. You know?
That is
what
true.
Is the definition of an actor?
There's nepotism in this room.
He's a bad there actor.
Definitely. He's a
oh, man. Wait, but, okay. So I recently learned who Elon Musk, that he was married to like a singer?
Grimes? Mm-hmm.
Who's divorced? That?
Are they separated?
You don't know who she is?
No. I don't know if we have enough time to explain who Grimes is.
Well, go
she's
on.
Troubled. She's troubled.
She's troubled.
Try. She's troubled.
What kind of is like? I've never even heard of this singer.
She had a really good album. California was on it. I don't remember the name of the album, but she quit performing because it was like she was not. It made her too anxious. She didn't like the spotlight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of like an alien.
How do you become a
kind of like an alien?
How do you
like,
become an artist if performing? It makes you anxious.
Anywho, over time, you change your mind.
Over time, you figure it out. Alex Lewis of Lueberger is like one of the most deeply anxious people I've ever met. And that little dude gets on stage all the time.
Loves it.
Voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of following social media accounts, do you follow Overheard in LA?
Yes.
And what's your favorite part about Overheard in LA?
It's just so LA specific.
So have you ever been quoted on Oprah?
I hope not.
I don't know if I have either. I just love it because it's the most ridiculous LA-esque things, like the quintessential epitome of what people think an LA person is.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
If you like are unaware of what Overheard LA is, it is an Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. There's also Overheard Twitter? New York,
yes.
Overheard in Boston. I mean, I'm sure there's.
Yes.
And it's just people submit whatever random thing they just overheard.
Heard out and about on the
out and about.
Quote, photo, video.
Just things that made them pause and say, that's so LA.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
So how would you guys describe LA as that's so LA? Like, what are like three words that come to mind for you? Mm. For our listeners who do not live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Wellness. It's a big thing.
Eclectic.
Traffic is always a big
traffic.
Thing.
Okay.
That people talk about.
Yeah. I would say bougie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
You're bougie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like green juice. Mm-hmm.
Brunch.
Yoga.
We also have beach.
Beach.
Here, you know. Mm-hmm.
A lot of cities have weather. If it's like slightly under 72 degrees, people have a cow. Or above.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So true.
Very high real estate prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
we're just describing the housing market. Now.
Yeah, now we're just...
you know, but, that you've run into a celebrity wherever you go.
Yep. Yes.
Or you went to a party and then the whole celebrity thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like... And I feel like there's a lot of competition in LA. Mm-hmm. Just like when you're out and about, there's competition to be... You know, to because there are so many actors, you're sort of at like all of the actors in LA are always competing to be the most this or just the most, you know? Mm. I don't know.
Fashion. I feel like LA is very fashion specific, like versus New York.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can definitely tell kind of the way the different styles go.
Oh, yeah.
Like athleisure.
Santa Monica to like Silver Lake, Highland Park. People dress very differently depending on what you're doing, where you're going, where you're hanging out.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to
Hit us with some of those.
Or flop.
And how exactly does that work?
You say that's a bop or that's a flop.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Like you agree or you disagree.
Okay.
With things that have been submitted to Overheard in LA.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So the first one is, I was the farmer's market. He was Costco. It was never going to work.
I mean, in LA.
Wow.
100% bop. Because that.
Not does this fit LA? Well, I guess does it fit LA, but does it fit you in LA? You
know what I mean? I feel like that just represents two, like, wildly different worldviews, you know?
Yeah.
Like one is about sort of buying local and buying small, supporting local artisans, you know? It's like, and then Costco is like, I gotta get the biggest thing at the cheapest price. And then, you know, so yeah, the two things, you could do both. I get it. You could do both, but I gotta say.
You're saying they represent different worldviews.
I'm saying they represent different worldviews. I'm not saying that those two worldviews can't combine, but sure, if like, you know, if you have one person who's the farmer's market and one person who describes themselves as Costco, like, yeah, maybe they're not going to be perfect for each other.
But whose toilet paper do you want to use?
Exactly. the farmer's market toilet paper?
Ew, oh, my God.
No, you can't even get toilet paper at a farmer's market.
You can't.
Have you ever tried
anything toilet paper?
Have you ever tried that, like the stand where you take your compost to? I bet they have some way to make toilet paper.
Maybe. But you're not buying your toilet paper in bulk is the point.
Gotta stock up, apparently. Okay, the next one. Let's see.
Wait, I know nobody else answered. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
This guy just bought me a drink at the bar and then asked me to Venmo him.
I feel like that's just bad etiquette, so I'm going to say flop.
I'm going to say flop.
That's
don't
horrible.
Offer to buy
that's
someone a drink.
Yeah. Though if you're really crafty, you would ask what they would want and then you would Venmo them for both your drink and their drink. Because then they wouldn't know because you're the one who ordered, so you know the price.
Oh, Matthew!
Matt's like getting all the free drinks.
Oh my gosh!
Did you guys ever have a phase like right after you turned 21 of like getting all the free drinks when you went out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I want to know more about this.
I fell out of that phase pretty quickly because then I was like, felt bad. I felt like I had to talk to someone. I felt like I owed them something.
Oh, yeah. So, I think that's the whole idea is that there's an obligation.
Yeah. I was never like the type of person to just be like, thank you so much. Bye. I could never do that.
Did you have girlfriends who did that?
Oh, yeah. I had a girlfriend who had a boyfriend at the time and like would get drinks for her and her boyfriend and be like, yes, it was like a con. She would do it.
It was a con.
She's like, thanks so much. And she'd like leave and give it to her boyfriend.
People do for free drinks. You
know? Wow. The things you do.
Who are these people that are just like, buy you a drink.
Mm-hmm. Some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shots.
Just get the party on.
Just trying to.
So like, anytime someone buys me a drink, I'm always like, I'll get the next round. Cause like, I never want to feel it. Like I need to linger. Mm. I got you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Peace.
So.
Interesting. Did you go through a phase, Bex?
No. Keith and I started dating like,
oh, true.
Literally when I turned 21.
True.
I never got to go to bars and be, you know,
out and about.
I like how you shake your boobs a little bit when you're like, got to be out.
I would always go, oh, I have a boyfriend.
Oh my gosh.
I think a couple times I did say I have a boyfriend, but if you want to buy me a drink, that's nice, but I want you to know I have a boyfriend and I'm going to walk away.
So here's a good one about dating.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I haven't been, someone hasn't asked to buy me a drink in a very long time just because I'm usually with Zach and it's very apparent that we're together. We were in Charleston. We were in a college town. There was this little tiny baby boy. I swear he was 21 years old. He comes up to me. He's like, hello, I would like to buy you a drink. And Zach is standing right next to me. And I'm just like, I didn't even want to be like, I'm engaged, so sorry. Cause like, maybe he just wants to be friends. I don't know. And I'm holding a drink and I look at him straight in the eye. I'm like, oh, okay. And he was look in his eye, he was like, she doesn't want a drink. And it must be like, cause it's a college town, everyone accepts drinks. So he was just so hurt. And
he was shook.
And Zach was like,
oh my God.
Spotted. Gossip girl.
I mean, it is a fail safe pickup situation to buy somebody a drink because you are, you're like,
let's chat.
Yeah.
Because then they feel obligated to talk to you. Mm-hmm. That's how you trapped them.
So it's a transactional relationship.
I mean, for sure. Or you could think of it as, you know, like I'm doing something for you. And it's
now
like,
you have to do something for me.
Well, okay. I'm trying to remove the obligation part of it. You know,
I put in my deposit, now pay me back.
Yeah. Get out. All right, next.
This one's like about dating. Okay. It's girl, at my age, I cannot afford a man with potential. He needs to be fully potenched.
A girl who knows what she wants. She knows exactly.
I feel like this could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could
have been potenched. Yeah. I'm going to start saying that.
Potenched.
Yeah.
I feel like I just saw something on TikTok where the girl said, she was talking to the universe and she said, I've learned enough life lessons. I have reached my full character. No more. Thank you.
Thanks.
Fully potenched.
Potenched.
I feel like she's fully potenched. Yeah. Mm. I like that. I feel like that's a good way to describe, like, you don't want someone who's like,
can't wait around for someone.
You can't wait around for someone to mature, to grow up, or whatever the thing might be. Yeah. You want someone who's a fully developed person.
Potenched.
Yeah. I mean, we all met our SOs before they were fully potenched.
Oh, I wasn't fully potenched either.
Oh, I certainly was not either.
I was not fully potenched. I was an investment.
I was an investment.
We all invested hard.
Just got to potench together, you know?
Yeah.
Potench together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's...
And once you potench, I feel like there's another level of potench that you got to strive for. You just keep going.
100%.
You just
keep second going. Potench.
Yeah. Do you guys ever take like a little bit of credit for your SOs? I don't know. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Do you like Keith's hair and clothes or?
Yeah, because that's all Becky.
The glasses?
True.
Keith didn't wear glasses. He used to never wear glasses. You're always welcome. Contacts. Mm-hmm. Now I think it's weird when he doesn't wear them. I'm like, oh.
I feel like I can't remember him with glasses now that you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a picture of Keith comes up in my mind right now of him with long hair, bandana, no glasses.
Extra large shirt.
Extra large shirt, khakis. Mm-hmm.
Cargo pants.
Yeah. He loved cargo shorts.
He had like two pairs of cargo shorts.
Can we just all agree, thank God for Becky?
Thank goodness. Praise be.
He likes it. He doesn't like making choices about clothing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that.
So I shop for him. And I love shopping. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win. Yeah. He doesn't want to pick out clothes. I want to shop.
Perf. I love that.
I like dress him up like a little Barbie Ken, a little Ken.
A little Ken doll.
I will say the cargo shorts though did have a lot of pockets. So it was good for like, can you hold my phone? Hey. Can you hold this? Can you hold that?
I saw his jeans are a woman in Air One wearing cargo pants. I think they're coming back.
Whoa. We'll see.
We'll see. I don't know. It could be either way with Air One.
Yeah, true.
You know,
talk about overheard LA Air One. Yeah. What's the next one?
This one might hurt Becky's feelings.
Everything hurts my feelings, man.
It's about her favorite chips.
Uh-oh. What's your favorite chips, Bex?
Doritos?
Yes.
I'm sorry we can't all like Frito-Lays plain, and I'll call them Frito-Lays plain.
Yeah, you need some Frito-Lays in your life. No, this one is very LA, though. Okay, guy on the phone yelling to a client. This isn't a fucking $1 billion deal. This is a Doritos Instagram post. Just get it done.
Oh, my goodness. This is definitely a social media influencer.
I feel this is manager. So LA.
What?
That's a bop for sure.
That's definitely a bop.
I've certainly said things like that before when it comes to like an Instagram post. I was like, this is not going on TV. there are like 45 asks for a 30-second chit-chat.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah. It's too spot. If it's so too specific funny. Or something like that, it's like, my answer is no. The answer is no.
No. You know, the other thing that we talk about, traffic, but then also the topography of LA, like where everything is. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big thing too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this one says, I left Venice at 5, drove to WeHo to pick her up at 6:15, drove to the Valley for our dinner at 7, dropped her off at 9:40, and then drove home.
Whoa.
I could have flown to New York.
You could have.
That's a bop.
Over the place.
Definitely. Yes.
Why do they choose dinner in the Valley? First of all.
Yeah. Number one.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like you're dating somebody in WeHo and you live in Venice. Like it's sometimes love finds a way, but.
Couldn't you find a way in like Santa Monica?
Dinner in the Valley?
Culver City?
Like go to Long Beach at that point.
There's some definite, like if you live on the West Side, you have to like state your perimeter. You can't be going cross freeways to go get people and then go to the Valley. Come on.
Yeah. Also, that's too far.
Why are you picking them up?
Yeah. Why are you picking them? Make her Uber.
Yeah. That's an overheard in LA. Why are you picking them up? Make them Uber.
Make them Uber. I mean, I feel like that's very old fashioned to pick somebody up in your car. Yeah. Because that
they don't have a car.
Talk about obligation. That is like, you know, they have to drive you home at that point. Yeah. And so what if you know, you're like, you've crossed a boundary, I'm leaving, you know, then you're like, well, fuck, I don't have a ride.
Uber.
Yeah. I mean, Uber obviously, Lyft. But still
these days, Lyft. Not back in the day.
Just saying it's very old fashioned.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I would say bop. It would take like 8 hours to do that entire drive.
That's a bop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So far. 100%.
And also bad choices.
Bad choices.
Like
yeah.
You could have planned a different evening for yourself.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's
friend.
Not your full potential.
It no. didn't require yes. driving.
This last one here says, do they go to therapy? No, they have a podcast.
Attacked.
Matt, is that just you?
That one's funny.
I actually just came up with that.
Yeah,
Matt did it right now.
No, that was a real one. Overheard in LA.
Wow. Do they go to therapy? No, they have a podcast.
That's too real.
Too real. You know.
Do both.
Talking is good.
Talking is good.
Honestly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody would want to listen to us if we didn't go to therapy.
That's true.
Right?
I feel like there's sort of not a double standard, because I feel like it's real or good, but of men on podcasts versus women on podcasts.
Ooh, go on.
What do you mean? Not having a therapist, but having
yeah. Mm. Yeah. I feel like the male centered podcasts, at least the ones that are really popular, Joe Rogan. Mm. Even today I was, you know, surprised by Logan Paul when I didn't want to be, because I was watching a clip of one of the One Direction boys saying he didn't like another One Direction boy. And then saying some thinly veiled racist stuff that I was like, what is happening here? And then it popped over to Logan Paul. And all of a sudden I was watching like a Logan Paul podcast.
Whoa.
For five seconds. Then I turned it off because not a chance.
You're like, ah!
Off. Surprise, Logan Paul. Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, with all those like male driven podcasts, it's definitely more. Mm-hmm. More of a you should go to therapy thing than when I listen to female driven podcasts where I'm like, oh.
Right.
Okay. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah.
You man?
Man.
In the corner.
You like Joe Rogan or what, bro?
I mean, you're the one who's watching Joe Rogan. So I don't know why you're pointing the finger at me, Becky. But I just think any talking is normally good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting your feelings out there, mm-hmm. talking through things. Mm-hmm. It might be a good idea to have some self-reflection on those things. Like I feel what you're alluding to about the male driven podcast is they're saying things that are a little more uncouth.
Yeah.
And they're not self-realizing it. And I think that's what therapy helps people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And not just an echo chamber
mm-hmm.
of people
validating.
Yeah.
Those experiences. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Bop.
Bop.
Bop. Bop. Bop. Well, that was all for a bop or flop. Those were some funny ones.
That was really fun.
Those are some funny ones.
Yeah. This is a good curation. Yeah. Do you guys have any, like, what's the weirdest thing you've heard someone say?
Ooh.
Mm.
I've definitely sent some of my friends some of the Overheard LA posts and be like, was this you?
Was this you?
Was this you?
It just always reminds me of the Californians.
Oh, you know,
the SNL skit.
My God.
The Californians.
Nana and I used to watch that when we lived in Chicago. And, you know, we got a kick out of it because it was SNL. And then we moved to LA and we were like, what? It's so real. It's too real. We live here and now it's like the 405.
Yeah.
The Valley. It's just too much. It truly is. The Californians.
The Californians. It's good. It's
my
a funny skit.
Esthetician, yeah. This and that.
Mm-hmm. I was in a movie theater once mm-hmm. watching Bombshell by myself.
Mm-hmm. Here in LA.
Where was I? No, I think I was in, maybe I was here. I don't know where I was actually. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just know it was like maybe.
Inconsequential.
Yeah, it was maybe around Christmas because I think Keith was going to see Star Wars for the second time, and I was like, mm-hmm. "Once is enough for me. I've starred the wars, you know. I got what I needed to get." So I went to see Bombshell, and there were these two women next to me that had very thick, like New York accents, and they were talking throughout the whole movie.
Oh my gosh!
Because it was a pretty empty theater, and they sat down right next to me, and they were one telling the whole plot. Before the movie even started. Wow. And I was like, you know, I didn't know a ton about it. And I was like, okay, now we know.
It's not what I asked for.
But
you were alone in the theater and they sat next to you?
Yeah. There were maybe like three or four other people. Oh. But at one point, one of the women so loudly, Miles, you're going to have to bleep one word of this. Bleeping. Or maybe two words.
Bleeping two.
Bleeping two. Very loudly goes, she's so loud. That I literally like turned and was like, and just stared at her for a moment. No. So I was like, number one, we're not watching the same movie, ma'am. Mm-hmm. These feelings you're having are very different from what we're getting from the screen.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, I was one of those times where I had an internal monologue with myself where I was like, if she says something else, I'm going to have to say something. I'm going to have to say something and get up and move. But that's probably the craziest thing I've ever overheard.
Okay.
Is someone screaming that? And every once in a while, Keith will just like bust that out as like a catchphrase. Because it was truly, they got out of Star Wars and I was like, you'll never guess what I heard. You'll never guess.
I think maybe I'll start saying that to you sometimes.
You could start saying
just
it.
Like in the middle of traffic. Yeah. If you're driving, no, that if I'm driving.
Bleeping two. Bleeping two.
I'm just going to say potenched.
Potenched.
That's what I'm going to say the other time.
Your takeaway.
Yeah.
Love.
That's my takeaway.
Well, guys, that's all the time we have for today. So thanks so much for listening. Be sure to hit that automatic download button. Be sure to rate our podcast 5 stars. Our podcast email is youcansitwithuspod@gmail.com. Please feel free to email us, send us your questions. We sometimes do advice segments, so look out for those. And be sure to continue wearing your mask, washing your hands, peeing after sex, get vaxxed, get boosted, and be kind to one another.
Bye.
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 Bye.